Good morning, 816 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Wednesday. Just one of many things that how our community shows how giving and caring they are. There's a lot of need in this community. We've seen it with things like blessings in a backpack and whatever the organization is that is collecting, whether it's money or Christmas gifts, food, whatever the case may be. Our community has been very giving, and it happened another time and then continues. Coats for the Community. It was a big drive-through coat giveaway that is actually still going. That's how successful this program has been. Joining us here this morning is, number one, the organizer of the event, Diane Kroc. Diane, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Also, Anthony Law. Anthony heads up the Men of Distinction and Women of Character programs at Carl Sandburg College and Diversity as well, and your kids helped out with it. Anthony, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. I said kids. I guess I should say young adults.
That'll work.
I get to a certain point. They're all kids
I'm
to me, right?
I'm at the age where everybody's a kid.
Exactly. Yeah. Same here. All right. Well, Diane, we'll start with you. I'll have you lean in a little bit here, Diane, and let's talk about your idea. Where did this come from? Obviously, you knew there was need in the community because you've got something else going as well with the Galesburg Area Blessing Box Helpers. Talk about the need and why you wanted to do this event.
Well, I actually work for a government agency where I see the need on a daily basis. And the problem is, as much as they don't have certain items, the amount of paperwork, the hoops that they have to jump through in order just to get the basic needs, it was not effective. And so what we had been doing was not working. So as a community, we had to get direct, you know, from one person to the next person without the agency in between.
So, yeah, I guess you cut through all the red tape, just people helping people is what
it
comes to.
That's exactly what it is.
Which is kind of the way it should be anyway, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To take care of each other. So Coats in particular, where did you see that need?
Well, luckily for us, because we have a blessing box at our house, people feel comfortable to ask for things because they interact with us. And a lot of times that's half the problem. These children were in school last year, and the schools do a fantastic job of seeing the coats on the coat rack, who doesn't have one, and then they just place it on there. It's very easy, and they can kind of count on it. Well, now those same children have grown the next year, and they don't have anybody to put a coat on their hook, so we have to do that.
You know, it's a really interesting dynamic in our community, and I'll go to you, Anthony, with this, in that there's this really, really great need, so there's a lot of people that don't have, and yet we still have just as many or more that are willing to help and do help no matter what the cause is.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, you know how I feel about Galesburg. I love this community. I think we have enough great people who want to do. Sometimes they just don't know how, or they just don't know the need. So one of the things that I think Diane has done with some of the things that she's implemented is showing people that there is a need and then simplifying the way to rectify it. It's not that hard. It's simply saying, okay, we know we're in the Midwest. We know it gets cold. We know that kids grow. We know that the kids that had coats last year are going to need coats this year. And that this quarantine that we're going through, all the things that have come with that, there's been changes. So we have to adapt. How can we help our community? How can we help those that need? And it's not just the kids. It's adults as well. There are people whose lives have been greatly affected by the things that we're going through as a nation, as a world. So how can we, as individuals who have been blessed enough not to have felt so much of the pressure, help those that have? And that's it. It's as simple as putting food in a box. It's as simple as going out and spending a few more dollars on a coat for somebody you don't know, getting it to somebody.
Or washing a coat you
exactly.
do have that you're no longer using.
Exactly. And making sure somebody else is warm.
And it's not just kids. It's adults, too. Anybody who needs a coat, no questions asked. If you need it, come see us and we'll get you taken care of. We just are matching people with the donations.
Diane Kroc, Anthony Law joining us here this morning. And actually, you did the actual A coat giveaway. Was the initial goal, was it going to be a coat giveaway? And then there was so much response and now it's going to have to continue, which is a great thing if that's the case.
Well, it wasn't even going to be a coat giveaway. We had just a handful of families that had come in contact with us, and so we kind of put out, hey, do you have coats? Next thing you know, I thought I could keep them all in my house, and I did up till about 600 coats, and then Goodwill came and got them all and got them ready for us, sized, organized, good to go, and their staff went home the night before and washed some that needed it. So everybody really worked together. It's just a natural way to do things.
Yeah, so like you said, it's not only if you can afford it, that's great. If you buy a brand new coat for somebody, but yeah, I mean, who of us doesn't have, whether it's a child's coat, it's like, okay, well, they've outgrown that now. And if you haven't already given it to Goodwill or Salvation Army, whatever the case may be, yeah, just wash it. And okay, so if somebody still wants to help out, how would they go about it?
Well, actually, there's a few ways to do it electronically or to drop off payment. But if you have a coat to donate, Watson Thomas Funeral Home has partnered with us, and now they're going to be the drop off to save my house so I can put a Christmas tree up. So we appreciate that. Mark and Trisha stepped right up, and they're doing that and helping collect coats and also donations to buy coats.
Okay, so let's talk about what happened this past weekend on what it was Friday and Saturday, the actual giveaway. And Anthony, your two groups from Carl Sandburg College, Men of Distinction, Women of Character, and not just the current, you said there were some alums that also came and helped out. Mm-hmm. Talk about that experience and the fact that you had that many people come and that had the need. That had to kind of feel great to know that you had your students willing to help out, but those that in need that were willing to come, and it's like, because it's hard. I mean, a lot of people are proud and want the help, but they don't want to take the help. So talk about that experience.
I think, like Diane has said, and Diane all along has tried to make it as simple a process for both sides, a simple process to give, a simple process to receive. The one thing about Friday and Saturday that was so awesome is that people were really thankful for the opportunity to serve their community and for the opportunity to receive. Everybody, it was very structured. They drove in, they gave their order based on the size that they needed. The transaction was made, and I looked at my students, and a lot of the students, like I said, the alum who have graduated 3 or 4 years ago came back, because once you do something out of the kindness of your heart for somebody that needs, it's an addictive feeling. There's nothing that feels like that. And sometimes the students come back to remind themselves. Diane and I know a young man who struggled with just his own personal issues through his whole life. This one experience gave him an opportunity to see things in a different perspective. And now he's been, like I said, he's a changed person. He sees that he has a purpose and can help the community. And that's not just him. We've got other community members who have found their purpose. I'm thinking of Ryan. Who I love, Ryan Crane. Shout out to Ryan Crane. He's
fantastic.
Yeah,
in Florida. He's in a much better position than we are.
Okay, yeah.
He's down there on vacation with his wife.
He is a number one supporter. You see Ryan doing things on a daily basis. And Ryan has put, not putting on anything, but I'm just saying, Ryan has put out on social media how this is his purpose, to help his community, to give back to his community. And it's changed his life to the sense that it's just a warm feeling. And I mean, there are so many people out there that are getting this and understanding. This has been a year that we could complain about everything.
Absolutely.
All of us have gone through some changes. But the reality is, when you see somebody who is affected greater and you do something about that, it makes this year a little more palatable. You can make it through 2020 a little easier because you know you made a difference in somebody else's life. And that's what this is all about.
And for me, it was a shakeup year because we needed... It wasn't working the way we were doing things. It wasn't working that we were only wrapping our arms around these children at Christmas. Why are we only talking about this in December? The kids need hope and know that people are looking out for them and that things don't have to be scarce. A coat doesn't have to be a scarcity. You're not going to just take that off the plate to worry about and shift those resources elsewhere.
Diane Crock and Anthony Law joining us here this morning, coach for the community. Okay, so now as far as if somebody is in need, how do they go about getting coats for themselves, for their family, or maybe somebody they know?
Well, we've got a Facebook page. What you can do is reach out to Diane. Diane's got her information on social media. But we've got the Blessing Box Helpers page. I'm on Facebook. She's on Facebook. Ryan's on Facebook. I'm saying Facebook a lot. So our challenge is, we were just talking about this, how can we get the word out to people who are not on Facebook? Well, we're hoping that's where the community comes in. If you know somebody has a need and they're not on Facebook, reach out to them. Some of our older citizens in a community, connected. That's what it's all about. You be the connection, because no matter how hard we try, there's 30,000 plus in Galesburg. We can't reach everybody. But if we all work together, everybody will be reached. Like, and then we'll make sure they're taken care of.
Yeah, like I said, not everybody is connected. Not everybody has a Facebook page or whatever and can see this, right?
Mm-hmm. So. But we are actively working with, like, school administrators, outreach workers. It's nothing through the district, but just they really want that wraparound service to help their students that they have the bond with. And they may not be ones we'd catch other times. on the adult end of the community, we have probation officers that are helping and working with us so that people can get back into the community and get back to work and back to normal lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. Diane Crock and Anthony Law joining us, Coats for the Community. And also along with this, the Galesburg Area Blessing Box Helpers. Talk, Diane, a little bit about that, and that, because that's just another small way that people can help out, and that is really, I know you guys have both seen the effects of that, being able to help people.
Well, yeah, so Leanne Porter actually started it about a year ago.
From Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, of course.
Yes,
right.
Yes, it was just a natural. And so everything we've done is just kind of natural progression. We didn't plan on the coats, but on my blessing box at our house, it gets turned over about two or three times a day where I'm always filling it. But then I had Mike Russell, he does our building for our boxes. He built a coat rack on the back. So I started putting coats out that people were dropping off that maybe weren't in great condition to say this is your coat. And every night they're gone, 5-10 coats. If I put blankets out there, scarves out there. And my blessing box is on the corner of North Prairie and Dayton. And so I know how hard we are hit, and I can't imagine any of the other boxes are any different. And so they need constant, hour to hour, people looking over them, stopping by, dropping things in.
How many, do you know how many blessing boxes there are currently?
I believe there's 16 in Galesburg, 3 outside of Galesburg, Knoxville, Alexis, and Abington, and Henderson. And then, but they're spread pretty wide across the town, except for south of Main Street. We need more people to step up, communities, organizations, to get those needs met, where there's bigger groups of people that we can't reach other ways.
Yeah, and it's such a great idea, because we already had, and this started, what, just within the last few years, the boxes with the library books, and that was a great idea, and that is a need. And those seem to be kept really full, but now what you're talking about is whatever, canned foods, dried foods, whatever, and as you said now, blankets and clothing.
Hygiene items are a number one thing, because it's something that if you do get benefits, you can't use those benefits like on a food stamps to get, so people don't have the money to get them, and they're expensive. And so as soon as we put them in, they go out. I mean, it's all day long, and I think it's great that people feel comfortable enough to be able to take the help so that they can, you know, use the resources otherwise.
Yeah, and especially as we mentioned, 2020, those high, and thinking about things like hand sanitizer, yes, and soap and those things that, yeah, there's and even more expensive than they were, so that, I mean, yeah, that's it's a great thing that you're able to help out with those things. So, again, a Facebook page for that as well. You know, the great thing that I've noticed on that particular Facebook page is the people getting on there say, hey, saw an empty one, or it was getting empty, just filled it. So people are stepping
actively
up again. But we need more help.
Absolutely.
So if somebody wants to go, you mentioned we need more help, you know, south of Main Street. What can be done? How can we get more boxes set up? And how can somebody help out?
So the boxes are quite a commitment, because even as a steward myself, I have to spend quite a bit of money, which I choose to do. But I didn't realize how empty it would be. So you are constantly checking it several times a day, soliciting people to drop things off, and then also reaching out with the people that are there. So you have to be a property owner, and you have to have the ability to have the community around you to help out and to be able to ask for help and reach out. And other than that, we can help with construction or ideas, installation. We can do all of that.
Yeah, and again, it's like you said, Anthony, what Diane has done and the groups have done is just made things so simple.
Exactly. You know, the thing with the boxes as well is, once you get it built, I know with Diane's neighborhood, it's a neighborhood. It belongs to the neighborhood. You get your neighbors involved, and you realize that it's connective. You know, that's what we're missing when we're all locked away in our own homes. We're missing that connectivity. Well, this gives you a chance to get that back. In our neighborhoods, South Street, which is the last neighborhood to actually have a neighborhood block party annually, this year they couldn't have it. But you know what they have? They have a box.
Yeah.
And it's a commitment. And it stays relatively full from the community, but also from those of us within outside of the neighborhood that happen to go around. It's as simple as I've got a tote in my trunk that every time I go grocery shopping, I buy a can of beans, maybe I buy an extra one, and then I buy something else, and I buy an extra one, and I buy something, and then it fills itself up, and as I'm driving around town, I see a box in need, and I fill it. And it's just that simple. And the beautiful thing is, I'm starting to see more and more people that on a regular basis that are doing the same thing. And that's what makes this community who it is.
And like you said, Diane, it can cost you a lot of money, but it doesn't have to, because there's so many little things that, you know, a box of mac and cheese, you know, whatever, 25, 35 cents or whatever. You can, there are things that you can do, a can of this or that.
And
or,
if you know the boxes in your area, you just buy the things and drop it off. See, transportation's really an issue right now for folks who are in the greatest need. So we can have events and we can do the biggest thing, but if we can't reach them and they can't get to us, it really doesn't matter. So the boxes kind of help bridge that gap.
Absolutely. Diane Kroc, Anthony Law joining us here this morning. Coats for the Community, again, you can contact if you need to on the Facebook page, or either Anthony or Diane. They've got the Coats for the Community Facebook page, the Galesburg Area Blessing Box Helpers Facebook page as well. And or if you know somebody in need, know that they're not connected, know they need help, then contact Diane or Anthony or the group and help them out, whether it's coat or clothing or food, whatever you can do to help the community. Anything else, Diane, that you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, the community groups are working with us in that if you need something, you can still ask at the Salvation Army, but we're now linked up so that they will contact us immediately when we get the need met. Yeah. So, it, you know, if you're comfortable with the United Way, you're comfortable with Salvation Army, wherever you feel okay. But if those aren't things that you're used to, then just come straight to us and we'll take care of it.
Anthony, anything else you'd like to add?
Like I said before, and I think Diane has hit on it, you know, we want people to be comfortable. The main thing is we want you to have, if we can feed you, come get fed. If we can put a coat on somebody that needs it, you know, we're trying to serve our community. Don't let pride get in the way. And if you want to help, it's as simple as taking action. It's as simple as finding a box and putting something in it. It's as simple as going to your closet, like Diane said, finding that old coat that you don't wear anymore, that's in good shape, wash it and bring it by. We'll get somebody that needs it.
And again, the drop-off point, Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory. And then as far as the blessing boxes, it, on the website, does it have all the addresses?
It has an interactive map.
Perfect.
So you can just click where you're at and help out there. And all the boxes need help all the time. Mm-hmm. So anybody can do anything. And if you have anything extra in your pantry right now, put it out there so that the folks can have a little bit easier holiday.
Yeah. Make sure it's not expired, Tyler.
Okay.
You know you've got that. You've got a can of peaches that's been in there since 03.
It tastes all right.
Yeah. Save those for your family.
Yeah, you can still eat them. It's all right. It's really great thing. And it, again, it's great to see the community step up, but we all need to step up even more, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Diane, Anthony, thank you so much. Really appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks for having us.